WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. A high school football poll from the Associated Press out yesterday afternoon looks like this. This week in Class 4A, Bettendorf is ranked number one. Cedar Rapids, Washington, West Des Moines, Dowling, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee round out the top five. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is number one with Pella, West Delaware, Carroll, and Bishop Heelan Catholic, the top five. Dallas Center Grimes is in this week at number 10. Also in Class 2A, Clear Lake, Spirit Lake, Sioux Center, Williamsburg, and Albia are the top five teams, same as last week. In Class 1A, Iowa City, Regina remains top-rated with South Winneshiek, Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, West Branch, and St. Ansgar the top five. That's the same as last week. IKM Manning is in at number six again in this week's poll. In Class A, Logan Magnolia is ranked number one again this week with Maquoketa Valley, AGWSR, Pekin, and Nashua Plainfield, the top five. Bedford is in at number eight, while Westwood slides in at number nine in this week's poll. Also in the class, in the eight-man poll, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton is number one again this week, getting one more voting point than Gilbertville Don Bosco, who's in at number two. Fremont Mills is number three. Janesville, four. Coon Rapids Bayard stays put at number five. Glenn Ralston, also at number seven, stays put in this week's poll. The eight-man class is exactly the same as last week. Well, Jamal Charles returned from an ankle injury to score three touchdowns. Alex Smith threw for 248 yards and three scores, and the Chiefs routed the Patriots 41-14 last night, getting the sports week off to a smashing start in Kansas City, with the Royals preparing to open the baseball playoffs today. They held the Patriots' Tom Brady to just 159 yards passing and a touchdown, picking him off twice and returning one for a touchdown. Brady was also strip-sacked by Tamba Hali to set up a Chiefs field goal, capping off a miserable night for the two-time NFL MVP. The Chiefs forced the Patriots to air it out by stuffing Shane Vereen and Stephen Ridley, and when Brady dropped back, their front seven ran roughshod over New England's suspect offensive line. It hardly helped the Patriots' offense that it was trying to operate on the same night the Chiefs fans were trying to reclaim the record for the loudest outdoor sports venue. That record was set in the first half when Guinness World Records noted a noise level of 142.2 decibels, breaking the mark of 137.6 that Seattle Seahawks fans had set last season. An autopsy performed a year after Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher killed his baby's mother and himself found the 25-year-old sustained the same kind of brain damage that's turned up in other NFL players. Belcher fatally shot 22-year-old Cassandra Perkins on December 1st of 2012 in the couple's Kansas City home before driving to Arrowhead Stadium and killing himself in front of the team's general manager and head coach. Belcher's mother, Cheryl Shepard, sued the team, claiming the Chiefs failed to care for her son after he was subjected to repetitive head trauma. The autopsy found signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a degenerative brain disease found in athletes and others with a history of repetitive brain injuries. Attorneys for Shepard and other plaintiffs suing the team released those findings. Well, the Oakland Raiders will have a new head coach. A person with knowledge of the move has confirmed to the Associated Press that Dennis Allen is out after just two-plus seasons and an 8-28 record. That firing was first reported by Fox Sports. That decision comes one day after the team lost its 10th straight contest dating to last season, 38-14 to Miami in London. The Raiders went 4-12 in each of their two full seasons under Allen and haven't had a winning season since capturing the 2002 AFC Championship. Allen was the first coach hired by the Raiders following the death of owner Al Davis. Wichita State has been so dominant in the Missouri Valley Conference that it can be tough for players who don't play for the Shockers to get noticed. Northern Iowa star Seth Tuttle might be good enough to buck that trend, though. Tuttle enters his final season with the Panthers as one of the nation's most overlooked big men and the key to their hopes of return to the NCAA tournament after a four-year absence. Tuttle, a 6'8" senior forward, was a first-team All-Valley pick in 2013 and 14 after leading Northern Iowa in points, rebounds, and blocked shots per game. Well, baseball's postseason gets underway tonight in Kansas City as the Royals play host to the Athletics in the American League wildcard game. The winner of that game advances to the AL Divisional Playoffs against the Los Angeles Angels. The pitching for tonight's game is set with James Shields taking the mound for the Royals against Oakland's John Lester. On Wednesday, the Giants send 18-game winner Madison Bumgarner to the hill against Edinson Volquez and the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The winner gets the Washington Nationals, who will host the first two games of their National League Division Series. Later this week, the Los Angeles Dodgers will take on St. Louis in a National League Division Series, and Baltimore will play Detroit in an AL Division Series. Ron Gardenhire was named American League Manager of the Year the same season that A.J. Hinch was fired as the skipper of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yesterday, Hinch got another Major League managerial job, and Gardenhire lost his. The Astros have hired Hinch less than a month after firing manager Bo Porter. Hinch previously managed the Diamondbacks, recording an 89 and 123 record from May of 2009 through July of 2010. The former Major League catcher most recently was the Vice President of Professional Scouting for San Diego from 2010 until August. The Astros introduced Hinch hours after the Twins fired Gardenhire following 13 seasons and six American League Central Division titles. The Twins finished first in their first three seasons under Gardenhire, and they captured back-to-back division crowns in 2009 and 2010. Gardenhire was the 2010 American League Manager of the Year, but the team has averaged 96 losses over the last four seasons. Also in baseball news, Yankees manager Joe Girardi says returning third baseman Alex Rodriguez will have to show in spring training that he can still play. Rodriguez served a season-long suspension for violations of baseball's drug agreement and labor contract. The three-time AL MVP turns 40 on July 27th. Girardi says he expects Rodriguez will be a starter at third, but he cautioned the team that he needs to prove it. Rodriguez is signed for three additional seasons for a total of $61 million. In high school sports last night, Clarinda hosting a cross-country invitational, just a small meet with four teams involved. It was Shenandoah capturing the girls' title with 31 points, Red Oak with 45 points, the runner-up. Clarinda was third with 73, and Nebraska City was fourth. Erica Munsinger of Shenandoah was the individual champion in that race last night. On the boys' side, it was Shenandoah capturing the team title there with 27 points. Red Oak with 52 points was second. Clarinda Academy with 80 was third. And Clarinda with a 116 total fourth. Individually, the champion was Joe Blake of Shenandoah. He was first to cross the finish line. And also high school volleyball action last night. Just one match here locally. It was Trainer beating Missouri Valley in three straight games. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAM Sports.